This is just a ha'ara about two points that come up in the early blot on daf Beis Amid Beis, when they're going through all the different possibilities for who everybody holds like. So you had, who's the mandamra says that when it's Stefanus Megias L'Schach, so that the sukkah is kosher even if it's L'mal Mechav. So we said that's got to be according to Rabbah. And then we said, who's the mandamra who says that if it's more than Dalet al Dalet Amos, then it could be over Chav. So we said, that's like Rabbi Zeira. And then we said, who's the man da Omer that Rabba, the Rav Chanan bar Rabba says that it's machlokes, beishene machzekes ele kedei rosho v'ruba v'shulchano, meaning what we would call Zayin al Zayin. Avo machzekes yosem kedei rosho v'ruba v'shulchano afil l'malam e'esrim amo k'sheira. So if it's Zayin al, if it's more than Zayin al Zayin, if it's Zayin al Zayin, if it's ches al ches tfachim, which is a tiny, tiny sukkah, so it can be over 20 amos. So who's that man da Omer? So the Gemara answers, Kiman to lo kichad. That's not like anybody. That's not Rabba, Rava, or Reb Zeira. So the question is, so what is the reason for the psul over there? So Tosfos has a very strange comment. The Ramaskal Kiman to lo kichad. Svidivri Rav Chanan bar Rabba tzricha taima. So okay, so then what is the pshat in Rav Chanan bar Rabba? Why is it that he says that if it's only Zion al Zion, and it's over 20 amos, it's no good. But if it would be more than that, it would be good. So he answers, Mishum of Yesh Meforshim, Mishum de Havi Le Lul Shel Tarnagolim. It's like some type of a chicken coop. I don't know if Dafka chickens. I assume it means any type of bird, right? So you have this really thin and tall building. So that's good for birds. Birds can fly. So at least they have room to go up and down. If they can't go side to side, I don't know exactly if birds can only fly, if they can fly straight up. Like, I don't know too much about birds, but at least it makes sense for them. They can roost up at the top, they can come down to the bottom, they can move around a little bit. So it makes sense to have such a tall, thin building when it comes to birds, right? Kaven de Gvia v'ketina kulei hai, since it's so tall and thin. Avo machzek is tvei mikdei rosha v'ruba. So he says this weird pshat, this lul shel tarnagolim pshat. So what kind of psul is that? So we have a new psul that doesn't exist. If it looks like a chicken house, then it's not kosher. Is that the only brand of animal that if it looks like their house, then it's not kosher? Let's say you build a sukkah that looks like a barn. So it looks like an animal house, right? It looks like a place where horses and cows should be living. Is that possible? Saying it's a very non-halachic statement by Tosfos. If it looks like a chicken coop, then it's possible. Yeah.
Tosfos should be like alluding to like the Borgenin.
Right.
I don't know.
What do you mean? How would you go further with that?
I'm saying a Borgenin was known as like a house, like, you know, Rashi is like a house, you know, where birds were, you know, kept. So maybe he's just talking.
So
about
is that good or bad? I'm saying, why? What's the reason for the psul there?
It's not keva. Is that what we say? I don't remember.
It's not kavua.
I don't remember.
That shouldn't be that much of a problem.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
It says it only there to last for one day.
What?
It says it only lasts one day.
Okay, so if it's right, because it's going to fall over, right? So that already doesn't even get to the gedder of Diris Haroi. But that's a general psul. That we understand. We understand those psulim over there. This psul is like a new, it's like a bria chadasha, this new type of psul that we don't really understand so well. It's one more example of this. Well, this one is, we could understand many other ways, but perhaps we'll be able to say an additional level of interpretation tonight. If you look on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, so they have this discussion of if you have a sukkah that was 10 tefachim high, and it's probably about 15 lines in on Dalet Amud Aleph, maybe a little less, right? So the Gemara says over there, Hoysa gavoa yud tefachim v'hutzin yordum toch yud. So let's say you had a sukkah that was tall enough, it was 10 tefachim high, and the hutzin were coming down into the 10 tefachim, right? There were some leaves that were going below the line. So we just got finished saying in the Gemara that what is it toloyin? Do we consider that sukkah to be above 10 or do we consider it to be below 10? So we had the case with Lamala Mechaf, and what did we say it was toloyin? amos. Right. Meaning, if the schach that's above 20 amos is enough to be machshir the sukkah, so then it's considered that the sukkah is above 20 amos. But if the schach that's below, that's above, is not, it's chamasim rubim mitzilasa, and only the schach that's below 20 is tzilasim rubim chamasa, then the sukkah is kosher. So Abaye, it says savra Abaye lemeimar. Abaye just wants to say the same exact svara. Im chamasam rubim mitzilasam ksheira. If you have some leaves going below 10 tvachim, but it's not significant, they're not good enough to provide the necessary shade, so it should be the same thing. That's not considered enough to be considered below 10 tvachim, and it should be kosher. And Amalei Rava, no. Ha diras srucha hi, ve'ein adam dar b'diras srucha. So this is, it's considered a disgusting place to live, and nobody would live there. So also, it's a little bit questionable what Rav is talking about. First of all, it's a machlokas rishonim. Is that a psul b'diyevet or only a psul l'chadchila? There's a Rambam there that seems to be a mashma that's only a psul l'chadchila. Okay, but that notwithstanding, you can look in the rishonim and discuss whether it sounds like a psul l'chadchila b'diyevet. It's hard to say exactly what Rav is saying from his lashon. But again, so what is this psul dirisrucha? So if you look in the Rishonim here, they give decent explanations. There's nothing wrong with the explanations, but maybe we could say an additional explanation that may or may not be pshat in some of the Rishonim. But if you look in the Ritva here, he has an Arichas, I think, and he gives a pshat in the Gemara. But let's try to explain it maybe a little bit differently. So we have a general question. I think I might have spoken about this right before Sukkot last year. I'm not sure. We have a general question that there's a little bit of a stira in psak, right? The Mishnah, I believe it's on Daf Chav Zayin. Am I mistaken about that? Later on, the Mishnah on... No, it's not the Mishnah on Chav Zayin. The Mishnah on... Where is that Mishnah? About Ha'alum L'Sukkah. Talking about having an achilas aroi in the sukkah. Chavav amid beis, is that the Mishnah? Yeah. Chavav amid beis. The Mishnah says, Maisa ve'vyulul Rabban Yocham and Zake litomis atavshil, right? V'Rabban Gamliel, shnei kosvos v'delishol mayim, v'amru helum l'sukkah, v'chshenas nolol Rab Tzadok, ochel pachs mikabetza, not lo b'mapa, v'ochel chutz l'sukkah, v'lo berech achrav. Right, okay, so that gets in, there's big tosos there about the whole Shaila Bracha Achrona there. That's one of the more famous tosos about Beria. I'm sure you'll discuss it. Did you get up to that in Shiriot? No. Okay, yeah, it's a nice topic. It's not a Sukkah topic, but it's a great topic anyway. You know, tosos there has an arichas about Beria, about whether or not it requires a separate Bracha Achrona. It gets into a lot of different brachas type topics. Anyway, but without getting involved in that, so we have the Gemara saying, the Mishnah saying clearly that if you have an achilas aroi, even just, you know, something to drink, so it's shayach to put it into the sukkah. And the Gemara says over there, what's it telling us from this Mishnah? So it's saying that if you do this, there's no isser of yuhara. Right? You might think that since you're putter from an achilas aroi in the sukkah, that bringing it into the sukkah would be considered yuhara. And the answer is it's not. So the question is, why is that? All right, we're not going to talk about that, but we will talk about the question of the psak of, and just to illustrate this a little bit further before we get into the question, but the Rambam in Mishneh Torah paskins, based on this, that if you have, even if you just want to drink water, I think we mentioned this in the past, this is the Rambam Hilchos Sukkah Perek Vav Halacha Chavav, that if you want to be machmar on yourself and not even drink water outside the sukkah, then that is a praiseworthy chumrah to take upon yourself, and so too it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tuf Reish Lamedtes Seif Beis, that if you really just want to be machmer and eat everything in the sukkah, then that is a praiseworthy chumrah. So the problem is, it's a little bit of a steer in the same siman. The Rama writes in Siman Tuf Reish Lamedtes Seif Zayin, quoting the Hagos Maimoni, that if it's raining in the sukkah, and one is considered mitzdar, and therefore patur min sukkah. So first of all, he points out that there's a shorter shear for the rain. And second of all, he points out that you're not accomplishing anything if you sit in the sukkah, and you're nikra hedyotos, you're considered a hedyot, right? Hedyot and idiot have the same root word. Hedyot's not a Hebrew word. It's a derivative of the of some kind of a Greek word, I think. So, which is the predecessor for the modern word idiot. So, it means you're not anything special. If you think you're going to be super frum and be in the sukkah, you're not doing anything good. So, the Mishnah Brura adds, if you look in the Mishnah Brura, in Sifkot and Mem Hei, he says, if you were to eat an achilas keva in the sukkah in the rain, you actually, and you said a leishev, you violated a bracha levatala. Mashmah, that you're completely putter. There's no inyan to be machmer whatsoever. So why is it that when it comes to when you're putter from the sukkah, machmas, that it's a achilas aroi, so it's praiseworthy to eat it in the sukkah. But when you're putter from the sukkah, machmas mitzdayer, and you want to stay in the sukkah anyway, so you're violating a bracha levatala if you want to make a bracha. And if you don't make a bracha, you're just stam doing nonsense. So what's the pshat over there? It's a famous theorist. The Mishnah Brura has a very unsatisfying explanation in the Bir Halacha, in the Ramaschal v'chol ha-potter men ha-sukkah v'chule. The Mishnah Brura says it's due to the fact that here you're not just doing something good. It's a classic chumrah ha-ba'al lidei kula, where you're eating in the sukkah, you're being machmer in hilchas sukkah, but you're being mekel on hilchas yantif, because there's a mitzvah of simchas yantif, of oneg yantif, and you are being mechalel, he actually uses such a lashon, mechalel yantif, you're being mechalel your oneg yantif, you're being dafka, purposely being mitzar yourself on yantif, which is totally usher to do. And therefore, your desire to eat in the sukkah is flying in the face of the chiyuv to be happy and enjoy yourself on yantif. He says, even on Chol HaMoed, there's still an inyan of simchas yantif, there's still an inyan in being mechabed the day, and therefore you don't have the right to sit in the sukkah and be mitzar yourself for the din of sukkah. And thus, you are considered a hedyot. But what it sounds from there is, you're totally mekayim the din of yeshiva b'sukkah, just it's not the right thing to do, so therefore we're angry at you and we tell you not to do it. But I don't understand exactly why he says that if you would make a bracha of leishev basukka, you're not yotze. Saying you're yotze the mitzvah sukkah, you're just not doing the right thing with regard to yantif. I mean, it's like saying that if you, let's say you changed out of your big day yantif and you went into the sukkah, so you're not doing the right thing for covered yantif. You're supposed to have nice clothing, even nicer, right? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the Big Day Yantif should even be nicer than Big Day Shabbos, because both on Shabbos and Yantif there's an inyan of kavod, but on Yantif there's an additional inyan of simcha, and therefore the Big Day Yantif should even be nicer than the Big Day Shabbos. Right? If you go in the really yeshivish circles, so I have a cousin who does this. He married my cousin. If he was my real cousin in Eretz Yisrael, that so he would already be wearing a kapata. But I'm saying he married my first cousin, and he wears Nebuch a regular hat and jacket on Shabbos, but on Yantif he wears a nice long kapata. I'm saying he's a big Talmid Chacham, happens to be, so he could, you know, there are smaller Talmid Chachamim than he is who wear kapatas all the time, but he wears, and he's not the only one who does it. In my uncle's neighborhood, that's in Ezra's Torah, that's what a lot of people do. They wear Shabbos, they'll wear a regular hat and jacket, and then Yantif, they'll wear a long coat, you know, like a Rosh Hashiva style coat. The kapatas, the Rosh Hashiva with the two buttons and everything. Okay, so they're gedolim. So, Lamaisa. You know, there is an inyan to wear even nicer clothes. So let's say you change into shorts and a t-shirt. So you're being mechalel yantif, the same mechalel yantif that the Mishnah Brura is talking about here, l'chora. So you wouldn't say a leishev basukkah if you went into the sukkah to have a meal wearing shorts and a t-shirt. You wouldn't say a bracha. Avada you would. There's no question. So clearly there's a difference, right? Clearly, you're being mechalel yantif machmas the sukkah. And one, you're just stam changing into shorts and a t-shirt. But, sof kol sof, one's a din in sukkah, one's a din in yantif. Why should you not make a bracha on the sukkah just because you're being mechal yantif? I don't know. That's a... Yeah?
Who said that you'd be making a bracha levatala? That's Mr. Brewer said that?
Mishnah Berurah says you're making a bracha levatal. He quotes just in the, and it just says b'shem achronim.
Even now you're saying according to the Bar Alpha's explanation, it doesn't seem to make sense why this would be considered bracha levatal.
Right. Right. So, just to be intellectually honest, in the next Divra Maschil, Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bikur Yaakov a little bit of a better explanation. He says because dafka by the sukkah. So it's as if, you know, we say in the Mishnah that it's as if you brought a Kiton Shamayim to the master and he threw it back in your face. So there, you shouldn't continue to sit in the sukkah because that's ridiculous. It's like God is saying to you, I don't want you here, and yet you continue to stay. Okay, so there, the Bikur Yaakov says, Dafka, you could be mechalek between yeshiva besukkah over, you know, yeshiva besukkah for an achilas aroi and staying in the sukkah for gishamim. Right, where Kodesh Baruch Hu is dafka telling you, you're, I don't want you here, but that's not what he says in the previous Divra Maschil. And also, you could argue that svara as well in terms of. So let's say it's just freezing cold, like it's too cold. You're wearing a coat, but it's just too cold. So is that also considered that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you there? Maybe, I don't know. I'm saying that's not what the Mishnah says. Or let's say there's a lot of mosquitoes or bees. It's full of bees. More bees than you can, you know, catch in one of those bee traps. Whatever. It's just too many bugs, right? That's what the Gemara says, Mishum Baki, right? The Gemara calls that Mishum Baki. There's just so many bugs there that it's driving you out of your mind. So there also you're putter from the sukkah. So is that all of that going to fall into the gedda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you in the sukkah? L'chora not. L'chora is just, that's the din mitzdar. I don't know. Yeah?
In regards to the question, when we say eating in the rain, are we talking about achilas, arai, kevel, or does it make a difference?
I mean, it makes a difference just in the bracha. You'd only make a bracha on achilas keva, but hu adinami, there's no inyan to even eat an achilas arai in the sukkah at that time. And that's like a kal v'chomer already.
Right.
Okay. L'maisa, that's the Mishnah Berurah's mahalach. Okay, I never found it so fulfilling, but I was very into a different mahalach, which I later saw was also the Mahalach of the Aruch HaShulchan in Siv Chof. The Aruch HaShulchan, I don't know if he says this exact idea, but he says, Kein Zeh, this is what we've been speaking about for a while already, that when it comes to Teshvu Kein Taduru, so there's really two dinim, right? There's two dinim. There's one which is a chiyuv, dira in the sukkah, the same way you would live all year round, which is what we would call a chiyuv on the Gavra. You have a chiyuv to live in the sukkah the same way you live all year round. And number two, there's also a chiyuv on the deer itself that should be ke'ein beischa. It needs to be a cheftza of a base deer. Right? This we spoke out when we tried to explain the Rambam's psak and shittas beishamai, but it's huadin, it applies here as well. And based on this chilik, it's very poshut that it, when it comes to the teshvu kein taduru of the gavra, when it comes to you, so the more you want to live in your house, you know, you want to be what they call a homebody. You can't leave your house for anything. You know, anytime anybody invites you over for Shabbos, say, I want to stay home. Anybody, you don't want to go away for the summer. You don't want to go away for Shabbos and Yontif. You don't. You want to stay home all the time. You love your house. What can you do? You know, you're very comfortable at home. So the same could be true when it comes to the sukkah. You have a guy, the sukkah's his home. He doesn't want to leave the sukkah. He doesn't want to, just like he doesn't want to go for a picnic and eat outside when it comes to the rest of the year. He doesn't want to go somewhere else when it comes to sukkahs. He doesn't want to eat. He doesn't want to drink any water outside the house, so he doesn't want to drink any water outside of sukkah. And that's basically a very praiseworthy practice because he's choosing to do all of his dwelling inside the sukkah. All of his dira, he's mamish making the sukkah as teshvu kein tadura as possible. He's choosing to do all of this living all 7 days in the sukkah, which is a very praiseworthy practice. Mashen kein, when he's mitztayer, what does a mitztayer mean? A mitztayer doesn't mean that if he stam, you know, his favorite team lost, or even tava svinaso beyam, doesn't mean that he stam feels a pain, he doesn't feel tsar. It has to be mitztayer machmas what? Mitzdar machmas the sukkah itself. So if he's mitzdar machmas the sukkah itself, then he doesn't have to be in the sukkah. Why? Because just like if you were living at home and it started leaking in through your roof and you couldn't eat, you couldn't sleep, you couldn't stay, so you're putter. So too, if you're staying in the sukkah and it's leaking in because it's raining, or it's just incredibly hot, or it's freezing cold, or anything. So you would find another place to stay. So too, that's called mitztayer, and your pater machmas the sukkah. That's a different type of teshuva kein tadur. That's not a teshuva kein tadur on the gavra per se. That is a biddle of the sukkah's shame of a chefza shel dira. That sukkah doesn't constitute a beis dira anymore. The definition of a beis dira is a place where you can live comfortably. If you simply can't live comfortably in the sukkah without being mitztayer, then it doesn't have a shame dira. And this is alluded to very clearly by the Shita of the Mordechai. Very famous Shita of the Mordechai. It's in Simen Tuf Shin Mem, where the Mordechai writes that, let's say you have a sukkah. Let's say this is a classic problem with restaurant sukkahs. Right, let's say you have, I had this Shiloh once, I went to Dougie's back in its heyday, Dougie's on 72nd Street on the Upper West Side. Right, so they had a sukkah standing outside of the restaurant, like many restaurants do, right? I think the most mahuder restaurant sukkah is Burger's Bar, probably, because it's up on the roof over there. Right, so the question then becomes, you're not afraid to eat in the Dougie sukkah because it's broad daylight in the middle of Manhattan. But would you ever sleep in there? Would you ever think to eat a meal in there at 12 o'clock at night? Or would you ever think to sleep in there through the night? So the answer is, you'd have to be crazy. Are you going to sleep on the street in Manhattan? You're going to sleep on the street in Manhattan through the night? It's ridiculous. It's impossible. You get killed. So the Mordechai wants to say that if you build a sukkah where you're mitztayer for sleeping and you're afraid to go to sleep there, machmas listim, so you're not even allowed to eat in such a sukkah. You're not even allowed to eat and be yotzei the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah if you can't be yotzei the mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah. That's the famous chiddush of the Mordechai, and it's quoted lahalacha in the Ramah. The Ramah in Siman Tav Reish Mem brings that down, lahalacha. And that seems to be the Iker Psak, although we'll mention the famous Machlokes Achronim concerning this issue. But that is the Psak of the Ramah. So he says you probably wouldn't be allowed to eat anything which was chayiv in sukkah in the Dougie's sukkah on 72nd Street because it's too scary. You'd be scared to sleep there. We'll see that not everybody holds that way. But at least in terms of the basic lumdus of what a sukkah is, so the Mordechai is saying, our svara, that if there's a sukkah that granted you're able to eat there and it's not mitzayer you to eat there, but it's mitzayer you to sleep there, so that sukkah is no longer a chetz of a beis dira. A beis dira is defined as somewhere where a person can do achila shtiya shena. That's what Rashi says at the beginning of the second parak. That's the ikar kovei of what a beis dira is. And if you can't do those things, then it's not a beis dira. It's not anything that you're able to do. So if it's not a beis dira for sleeping, then it doesn't have a shame beis dira for eating either. It's a psul nechefts of the sukkah. Can't be a din in the gavra. That's impossible. Because when it comes to eating, you're completely capable of eating there. It's not a problem. It's only a problem of sleeping. And thus, this is the famous makor for this other mahalach in trying to explain the chilek between mitztayer, which is pater min ha-sukkah, because it's a bittel shame of the sukkah. It's not considered a sukkah anymore. And thus, makes sense, the Mishnah Berurah's Psak makes a lot more sense according to this, that if you were to go into such a sukkah and say a bracha of leishiv basukkah, that's a bracha of atala. Because you were mitztayer, and the sukkah didn't even have a shame sukkah anymore. And you went there and you said a leishiv basukkah, that's like going into your living room and making a leishiv basukkah. That's not okay. And therefore, you weren't yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah, and you made a bracha levatala. That's why you're called a head yot. So this is the famous sheet of the Mordechai, in terms that there is a difference between the teshuv kein taduru of the gavra versus the teshuv kein taduru of the sukkah itself, where if the sukkah is mitzari, it doesn't have a shame sukkah anymore. Okay. Yeah.
What sim is that? Rosh
Hashanah? The same thing. Tuf Reish Lamed Tes. I think it's Sif Chaf. Sifchaf. Okay. Now, there's also a Trumas Hadeshin that agrees with the Mordechai. He quotes the Mordechai Lahalacha. And the Trumas Hadeshin is talking about a case where the guy is a little too big for his basic sukkah. He has a sukkah that's Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. which for you and me would probably be very, very tight. I know for me it would be very, very tight, but I think for you and me it would be very, very tight. People were probably a little bit shorter back then, and also, you know, they probably ate a lot less than the average American, so they probably could squeeze into a Zinal Zayin Sukkah. It would be snug, but you can handle it. But the Truma Sedeshin says, do you have to try to sleep in a Zinal Zayin Sukkah, or are you putter from sleeping because it's mitzdayer? That's all you have. All you have is Zinal Zayin, and it's 10 tefachim high, so it's not so gishmak to sleep. You can't spread out at all. Some people, they like to spread out over the whole bed when they sleep. You know, whatever. Everybody sleeps a different way. So are you allowed to say, listen, I like to sleep a pishit yadayim v'raglayim? Right? They say the Vilna Gaon on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Maaser Rav says he used to bow the pishit yadayim v'raglayim like they did in the Beis HaMikdash. So, okay, so you're a machmir also to sleep a pishit yadayim v'raglayim every night. So you want to sleep a pishit yadayim v'raglayim, and you're not able to sleep in a sukkah that's Zayin al Zayin. So are you allowed to cry mitzdayer and go inside? This is the only sukkah you have. Or not. So Truma Sedeshin says, absolutely not. You got to force yourself to sleep in that sukkah. How do I know? He quotes the Mordechai. He says that if you have a sukkah that's mitzdayer machmas shena, that's not called a sukkah for anything. And the Chachamim said that Zayin al Zayin is the shear for sukkah. Must be it was a sukkah for sleeping just as much as it was a sukkah for eating. And thus you have to try to force yourself to sit in that sukkah. But you see clearly that the Truma Sedeshin holds like the Mordechai. And thus, you would have this problem with the Dougie sukkah. And this is, as we mentioned, that's the Pesach L'Ramah. Okay, yeah. He's saying that if you're going to argue that Zayin al Zayin is not enough to let you sleep, then it's not a sukkah. And how could you're arguing on Chazal? Now, Chazal say that Zayin al Zayin is the shear of a sukkah. And that's a sukkah for eating and sleeping. Look at the Mordechai. If it's not a sukkah for sleeping, it's not a sukkah for eating. So therefore, if you claim that the shear, Zayin al Zayin, is by definition mitzayer you for Shena, you're claiming that a sukkah is not a sukkah. Saying it doesn't, you can't do that. So he says, right? He says you got to try your best to sleep in such a sukkah. If that's all you have, obviously, if you have an opportunity to build yourself a nice, you know, gishmaka sukkah that's going to fit you in, and you could spread out all you want, then of course you should do that. But if you're in a situation, b'diavad, that's all you have. He says you have to try to get in there. He says it's not. He says the fact that the sukkah is only Zayin al Zayin by definition can't be a p'tur mitzdayer. That's his point. Okay, so also the Truma Sedeshin is not that easy to accept, but Lemaisa, he clearly holds like the Mordechai, right? You could hold like the Mordechai and not hold like the Truma Sedeshin, but you can't hold like the Truma Sedeshin and not hold like the Mordechai. He's based on the Mordechai. That's the idea. Okay, we mentioned that the Chacham Tzvi argues on the, we mentioned the Chacham Tzvi argues on the Mordechai. It's kind of, you know, rare that you have an Acharon just taking on two Rishonim now, but he does it, Lameisa. And the Chacham Tzvi is in Shalos and Tshuva Simen Tzadik Dalet. See if I can find it. It's a good Tshuva to read inside. All the stuff we're going to quote now is very good for chazering the first parak because they bring a lot of rayas. What?
Was the second Rishon?
And the Truma Sedeshin. Yeah, I think so. I mean, he gets quoted in Shulchan Aruch all the time, saying he gets to be a Rishon for sure, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so the Chacham Tzvi, he has a short tshuva, but he's pretty adamant that he disagrees wholeheartedly with both the Mordechai and the Truma Sedeshin. He says, "Einu nirili klal, the teshbu came to duru lav al ofen hasukakoi be'eze inyan tia asuya." He says the term teshu ke'inta duru, just to put it into lumdisha terms, is not a din in the chetzah, it's a din in the gavra. Black on white. It's talking about how you should live in your sukkah. It has nothing to do with what type of sukkah it should be. There's no teshu ke'inta duru on the chetzah. There's only on the gavra. And that's where it says that you should live in the sukkah the same way you live in your house. Nothing to do with the sukkah should be like a house. So he says, if you have two sukkahs, one is only for eating, and one is only for sleeping, so you can just eat in the eating sukkah and sleep in the sleeping sukkah, and that's not a problem. And this is also this is agreed to by the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov writes that he thinks that that's very mistaber. He's not machriya the machlokes between the Chacham Tzvi, and he calls it the machlokes between the Chacham Tzvi and the Ramah, halacha lemaisa, and neither is the Mishnah Berurah, is not really machriya either. I asked Rosh Hashanah halacha lemaisa what to do once. He said that if you ever find yourself in such a sukkah, try to only eat things that aren't really chayiv in sukkah. So you could eat shahakol, or you could eat less than a kibetza, or whatever, you know. But meikar adin, it's not. The modern poskim are not necessarily machriya this machlokis. But on the other hand, it's as we'll see, it might be an achron arguing on many rishonim. Right now, we just have an achron arguing on two rishonim. It might be an achron arguing on more than two rishonim. He might also be arguing on the Ramban and Rashi. So after a while, the numbers start to pile up, you know. Okay, Lamaisa, he goes on and he tries to discredit the Trumas Hadeshin as well. And he writes that, he tries to be nice. He says, Nira lila niyaz daiti achar bakoshas hamachila mikvod toras haravzal de'eno chayev litztar v'lishon besukah bli pishit yodav v'raglav kedarkot kol hashana. So he says, I ask for machila from the Trumas Hadeshin, but I can't imagine somebody actually having to sleep in a sukkah that doesn't fit in. Let him sleep the same way he sleeps all year round. He says, "Klal gadol amru teshvu kein taduru." The kevan shebedirasso vaday in adam yoshin baofen zeh. People don't pick out beds that they don't fit into. You know, so he says it's not af besukkah ino chayav lishon ba bazeh ofen. So too in a sukkah, you don't have to sleep that way. Right, he says, "V'haraya me'a Mordechai hanal he gufat zricha raya." So he says, "Aye, and what was the Trumas Hadeshin's raya? The Mordechai." He says, "But the Mordechai needs a raya too." He says, "How could he just come along and make up this din?" Adarabba, cave in the kaim alone. Quotes the Gemara in Chav Gimel and Aleph. Sukkah diras aroy b'inan ucherebi akiva she'aso sukkas of rosh asvina asha ruach mitzuyasham v'okarta kemoshe be'emes okra. He says that it happened that way, that the sukkah shebetocha agabi asvina, which means that on the high seas, it's much more windy than it is. You know, it's even windier like near the sea, near the water, it's windier than it is in the rest of the world, right? But on the water, it's very, very windy. So if you build a sukkah on top of a ship, that sukkah has an excellent chance of getting blown over. U'mistamein derech lishon sham. So he says, Pashta says nobody was sleeping in a sukkah that's agabe asvina, kevan sharuach mitzuyisham kol shav and no chaleyakar. That sukkah could fall in on you at any time. If you hold that you're allowed to build a sukkah which is a diras aroy on top of a svina, I guarantee you nobody's sleeping in such a sukkah because it's going to fall in on you, right? Ve'en adam yoshim adira kazu. Afilu hachi asar Rabbi Akiva k'dei lechol sham. Rabbi Akiva ate in that sukkah. He was from. It's a definitive raya that even if you wouldn't sleep in it, you could eat in it. Okay, so it's understood, Me'elav, that that's not a definitive raya. Saying because the Chacham Tzvi wants to say that Mistama Rabbi Akiva didn't sleep in there, that's not a raya. We're going to see that all the rayas, everyone's playing with the same Gemaras. And everyone says, Mistama, he didn't sleep in there. And the other one's like, Mistama, he slept in there. So they're not great rayas either way. But nevertheless, the Chacham Tzvi feels pretty strongly. And he wants to go back to Dav Gimel. It's Vanir Leniz Daiti, the Iker Plugtayu, the Rebbe Verabanon, Ibo Ina Dalad Amo, so Sagi, Bezayin Tvachim, he besvarazu. He says, we have a machlokes. Do you need Dalad Amos or is it enough? Seven tefachim. That's gufa this machlokes. Ibo inin cheteya sukkah ru'uya l'sheina nami. Ulahachi b'inin dalet amos. Oh, he says that. Do you need a sukkah that you can also sleep in, which would be dalet amos? Nobody's going to sleep in a zayin tefach sukkah. So he says, That's goof of the machlokas. Do you need a sukkah that's also ra'ui to sleep in? And we paskin which one is okay. We paskin that a sukkah only needs to be 7 tefachim. A raya brura, that, now, he doesn't claim there's a raya, but he says that's the lumdus. Then he says, this is what we mean when we say the sukkah only has to be 7 tefachim. It means you can have an eating sukkah, and that's okay. As long as you have somewhere else to sleep, then it's enough to have an eating sukkah. So again, nothing pretty serious. And his third raya is even a little bit more shver. He points out that we're going to say on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukos. And the Gemara has a drush over there. Kol Yisrael Yotzen Basukah Achas. It has to be ra'oi that every Jew could technically be in the same sukkah. Right? So he says, wait a minute. So he says, okay, Mamela, when it comes to eating, they could take turns. Right? They'll have shifts. One shift will eat, and the next shift will, then they'll leave, and the next shift will come out. But what about when it comes to sleeping? The Iker mitzvah shena b'sukkah is ish v'ishto. You're supposed to sleep together with your wife in the same sukkah. So he says, Yesher l'shnei anashim u'nashoseim lishon b'sukkah achas. What, you're going to have all of Klal Yisrael and their wives sleeping in the sukkah? That's no way they're going to do that. He says, Zai, put up a mechitza. That's not one sukkah anymore. That's two sukkahs. So he says, you see right there that you can't be yotze all of Klal Yisrael sleeping in the same sukkah. Can't be yotze all of Klal Yisrael sleeping in the same sukkah. Okay, again, it is what it is. That's what he says. So those are his three ideas. Okay, there's a very important tshuva of Avnei Nezer who has much more compelling rayas, as far as I can say. Much more compelling rayas against the Chacham Tzvi. The Avnei Nezer is in Arachayim, Simen Tuf Ayin Tes. Three major rayas against the Chacham Tzvi. The first one is very, very sharp. They're all sharp. The Avnei Nezer was just sharp. That's the bottom line. If you take a look on Daf Yud for a second, this one is kedai to see inside. If you take a look on Daf Yud, they have the sugya of sukkah tachas sukkah. Take a look if you get a chance. Right, so he says, that the shita of the Ma'arava is that if the Elyona is Eino Re'uya Ledira, then the Tachtona is Kshera, right? If the Elyona is Eino Re'uya Ledira, the Tachtona is Kshera. And what does it mean that the Elyona is Eino Re'uya Ledira? So he says, Ki Asi Rav Dina, the first wide line in the Gemara there. Omar Amri Ma'arava im Einach Tachtoni Yecholu Lekabel Kar Muksaso Shel Elyona Ha Tachtona Ksheira. If the schach of the bottom sukkah can't hold the blankets and the mattresses of the upper sukkah, then that means the upper sukkah is not safe. Then the bottom sukkah is kosher and the top sukkah is pasul. So what does Rashi say over there? I think it's Dira Maschel Ki Osa Rav Dimi. It's pretty much, it's probably about 9 to 10 wide lines into Rashi, 2/3 of the way down the line. Ki Osa Rav Dimi Omar Ami Rama Rava. Hai Ein Re'uya L'Dira Dekomer Rabbi Yehuda Labish Ein Gavoa Ka'omer Dimkein L'Tanakam Anami K'sher El K'she'ein Bria the chazaka lekabel ksusa sukarim shel elyona velishon tachtona kshera. If you can't put your mattress down and sleep there because it'll cave in, then the bottom one is kosher. May high time of the shmuel the kishe hakshera kach psula the kishe hakshera kach psula the cave in elyona lo chazia lemeidar ba sharei ein tachtona miskabalta. Lo posla. Since the top sukkah is not kosher to live in, then the bottom sukkah is good. Why is the top sukkah not kosher to live in? What does it mean? Because you can't put a mattress down there? So, I don't know. You can't have a sandwich without putting down a mattress? You can have a sandwich. You can have many, many sandwiches without putting down a mattress. Says the Avnei Nezer, what do you see from Rashi? If you can't put your mattress down and sleep it's not called ro'ui to live in. And therefore, the whole sukkah is pasul. I just call it an eating sukkah. Why can't it just be an eating sukkah, not a sleeping sukkah? So he says, you see, Rashi's not machalik between an eating sukkah and a sleeping sukkah. And therefore, any sukkah where you can't also sleep is not called a sukkah. Yeah? Say that one more time. I don't think so. I thought they just ate on a chair, whatever they called a chair in those days. I don't know. I don't know. Definitely.
Is that what he makes the name from? Karmakastas?
Yeah. No, Rashi says Velisha, meaning he clearly thinks the Gemara is talking about sleeping. So, Lemaisa, Rashi, whether the Gemara says it, I don't know. Maybe you're right that it was only talking about eating, but Rashi thinks it means sleeping. So that's Raya number one, that Rashi seems to also agree with the Mordechai. So he says, the Mordechai, he's a Rishon, but he's not one of the, you know, he's not a cleanup hitter Rishon. So Rashi's definitely a cleanup hitter Rishon. You know, so I don't know if already the Chacham Tzvi is interested in taking on Rashi. You know, maybe he is, I don't know. Second thing is, I have never found this Ramban, but he claims that the Ramban says the same thing, Beferish. He says that the Ramban, I think he quotes it, Beresh Masechta, says that if you're not ra'ui la'achila u'lechol mili desuka, pasal afilu lishon u'lishanin. So apparently, Raya number two is, it's against the Beferish Ramban. I don't know where the Ramban is. If the Avnei Nezer thought there was such a Ramban, there probably is one. I don't know where it is. I've never seen it. It might be right there. I don't know. The third shita is a little also of a harifus. So he says like this. We said on Daf Gimel that who holds the shir? Who's the basis of the shir of Zion al Zion? Beis Shammai, right? That's Beis Shammai Shita. And Beis Shammai says, Beis Shammai holds, if you look in the Gemara and Daf Tes, Amud Aleph, Beis Shammai Shita is also holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Right, Rabbi Eliezer, we say, he generally holds like Beis Shammai, but here it says it Beferish, that Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer are synonymous, that Ein Osen Sukkah B'chol Shamoid and Ein Yotzen Misukkah L'Sukkah. Right, you have to have the same Sukkah for all 7 days. Right? And then we pointed out, on Daf Tes, it only says that you can't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. But if you look on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, going over to Chav Zayin Amid Beis, it's Beferish, that Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein Yotzen Misukkah L'Sukkah. You can't eat one day in one sukkah and then go to your friend's sukkah for a meal and then go to another sukkah for a meal. You can't do that. You have to have one sukkah, and it has to be your sukkah for the entire 7 days. And Rashi says over there, that's exactly what it means. What does it mean? You can't go from one sukkah to the other. Rashi says, in Divra Masvis on a Chav Zayin, Divra Maschel, Ein Yotzin, Lechol Bezu, Velishon Bezu, O Hayom Bezu, Machar Bezu. So what do you see? That not just eating in one sukkah one day and one sukkah the next day, Rashi includes eating in one sukkah and sleeping in another sukkah, even if they're both yours. So Beis Shammai, who's the originator of the Shir Shiva Tvachim by Shiva Tvachim, holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer holds you can't go from one sukkah to the other. So by definition, Beis Shammai never envisioned having a sukkah that would be one for eating and one for sleeping, and yet he says the shir is 7 by 7 tefachim. Who does that sound like? Could not sound more like the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin said, 7 by 7 tefachim is the shir for a sukkah. Sukkah includes eating and sleeping. So if you want to say that you can have a separate, that 7 tefachim was never intended for sleeping, like the Chacham Tzvi wants to say, now he's arguing on Beis Shammai, who's the one who said 7 tefachim in the first place. Very strong raya. Lemaisa, what you end up with, as we said, is you have possibly 4 Rishonim on the side of the Mordechai. You have the Mordechai himself, the Trumas Hadeshin. Rashi's pretty beferish, and the mystery Ramban all seem to say this is so, that you can't have a sukkah for eating, that you're mitzdayer for sleeping, and vice versa. That teshvu kein taduru is a din in the chefts of the sukkah, whereas you have the Chacham Tzvi, who says teshvu kein taduru is not a din in the chefts of the sukkah, it's a din only in the gavra. So maybe next time we'll do a little bit more details, but let's just bring this full circle for our purposes. So we had Tosfos on Daf Beis Amid Beis, who says that what's the psul of Rav Ada Bar Abba, that has to be such a tall, it can't be a tall, thin sukkah. So he said, I'm sorry, not Rav Ada Bar, Rav Chanan Bar Abba. The psul of Rav Chanan Bar Abba is that it's a lul shel tarnagolim. So Lachari, you can't, you don't understand what he's talking about. Okay, so it looks like a birdhouse. So the answer is no. Once we've established the yisod that you need a cheftz of a base dira, so this mandamer, and granted we don't hold like him, but this mandamer was just taking that idea and running with it. I heard this from a shechta, this is not my own idea. He says, he's taking the idea and running with it. He's saying that you have to have a shame base dira on the sukkah. So Mamela, if you have such a ridiculous looking sukkah, you can't call that a base dira. It has to be a cheftz of a base dira. So we define a cheftz of a base dira as it's ra'ui for these ideas. But once we laid that foundation, it's not crazy to suggest further, even if we don't paskin that way, it's not crazy to suggest that it also has to be a cheftz of a base dira regarding the architecture. It can't be ad kedei kach so ridiculous that no normal person would ever want to live in such a place. So that's also a din, a psul in the chefts of a base dira. And l'chora, maybe, this is just expanding it a little bit more, based on, in addition to what the regular Rishonim say, you could also say, that's what Rava means when he says, if there's hoots in your din, it's a dira srucha. Because the Lashon is what? It's a dira srucha, ve'ein adam dar b'dira srucha. Nobody would live in such a place. Why Dafka say nobody would live in such a place? Say it's a dira srucha, and he's mitzdar. Right? That's the Pashup shot in the Gemara, as far as I would say, that it's a din mitzdar potim and a sukkah. But it's not. It's not what he says. He doesn't say he's mitzdar machmas the hutzin that are going to hit him in the head. He says a person wouldn't live in such a dira. So what do you mean a person would live in such a dira? Meaning it doesn't have a shame-based dira. It's like a lul shel tarnagolim. It's not. It's a ridiculous place to live. Who would want to live in such a ridiculous place where there's hutzin yordam l'toch asar tvachim? Asar tvachim is low enough. Why do I have to have an addition, you know, that there are leaves hitting me in the head every time I move? Not that you could do so much moving in the first place. But with the little amount of movement I could do, I have to contend with the leaves. So maybe that's the pshat in those two makaris, in the Tosus and the Shitas Rava in the Gemara over there. Okay, I do want to work on, maybe next time, not sure, maybe we'll do Wednesday and Thursday, maybe we'll just do Thursday, I don't know. We'll get the feelings of what people want. But maybe we'll work Wednesday and Thursday. Yeah. Okay, so we'll see. But maybe we'll work out. There isn't a chilek within the Ramah. The Ramah has a tshuva where he writes that it's not true that you're not yotze for eating if you can't sleep there because you're afraid you're going to get robbed. He says it's only if you're afraid you're going to get killed, not if you're just going to get robbed. If you're going to get robbed, it's okay. You can eat in that sukkah, and he says because you can just put your stuff inside. He says if you have important things, so don't sleep with your wallet on you. Who has to sleep with his wallet in his pocket? So he says put your wallet in the house and sleep in the sukkah. So he says if you're afraid your mom's going to get killed, so then that's when the Mordechai's din applies. Okay, so we'll work on the Ramah has a bunch of rayas and the machlokas. You know, obviously it's important halacha lemaisa because maybe somebody could argue, I'm not afraid in the doggy sukkah, I'm not afraid of getting killed, I'm afraid somebody will want to steal my wallet. But if he knows I don't have a wallet, if I put a sign in the window, no money, no valuables, nothing, you know, you could kidnap me, you're not going to get any kind of ransom. So then maybe everybody will leave me alone. So that's maybe you could use that as a heter. And that is quoted by the poskim halacha lemaisa. And the Bikur Yaakov tries to take all those rayas and turn them around to show that it's not true. And the rayas are the ikar for us, you know, that he takes you on a quick tour of the first parak in terms of all the gemaras and trying to bring rayas one way or the other from from those for those halachas. Yeah.
The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch says specifically about listim. Have you referred to listim? Or does
they use the word listim because he's quoting the Mordechai.
Oh.
Listim, you know, but if you look in Shulchan Aruch, let me just take a look quickly. Yeah, that's weird. He says oganavim. But then if you in the tshuva he does say it that way, and the Magen Avraham also quotes it on Shulchan Aruch that if it's dafka ganavim, it's not a problem. If you look in the Ber Hativ, I think he quotes it that way. Well, 1 second. Who quotes it? I haven't seen this in a while. 1 sec. And you would say, "Rotz Shalom Rafilo Aidei Achila." No. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Yitess, "Mi Listen Mogana." Rotz Shalom Shiyuchlu BaHaziko BeGufo VaFilo BeMakom SheBayom Enam Misyari Rak Balayim Misyari Lishin Sham. Achinim Enam Misyari BeBnei Hezek HaGuf Mak Mignevis Kalev Yotzei Sheyachol Achnisim BeVeso. Right. So he quotes. That's from the Tshuva Sarama. And if you look in the Sharetzi and Chav Dalid, he quotes it Magen Avram B'Shem Harama. So the Rama clearly didn't hold ganavim in terms of the classic sense of stealing. He meant ganavim that they're going to say your money or your life, right? That they're going to beat you up if they don't get what they want. So when I said kill you, I didn't mean dafka kill you. I meant like but hurt you, as opposed to if they don't find money, they'll take it out on you in a different way. You know, okay, we'll talk about the Mirtz Hashem next time.